It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for January 23rd.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is ad hominem, spelled as two words as it would be in Latin, A-D-H-O-M-I-N-E-M. Ad hominem is an adjective that means appealing to feelings or prejudices rather than intellect. It can also mean marked by or being an attack on an opponent's character rather than by an answer to the contentions made. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Twin Cities Pioneer Press by Robert K. Vischer. Sweeping conclusions, ad hominem attacks, and guilt by association animate red-blue battles, particularly on social media, but lawyers are taught to use careful and focused arguments to make their points. Ad hominem literally means to the person in New Latin, that is, Latin as first used in post-medieval texts. In centuries past, this adjective typically modified argument. An argument ad hominem, or argumentum ad hominem, to use the full New Latin phrase, was a valid method of persuasion by which one took advantage of an opponent's interests or feelings in a debate instead of just sticking to general principles. Ad hominem later came to be used to describe an attack aimed at an opponent's character, and this is the sense more often heard today. The hostile nature of such attacks has led to an understanding of the term as meaning against the person, rather than its original Latin meaning of to the person. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.